Hey guys, welcome back to Podcast of the Day. And today we are in East Kilbride, in East Kilbride CrossFit and Base Fitness CrossFit. There are two units, what, about five minute walk from each other? 2 minute walk from each other?
30 seconds.
Okay.
Depends how fast you're walking, but.
When I had my bags earlier, it took a little bit longer. And we're here with Ali McKinnon, who is unofficially Scotland's fittest man.
Very unofficially.
Like, unofficially the national champion of Scotland.
According to certain people.
According to certain people.
Mainly myself.
How are you? So I haven't really seen you since Strength and Depth.
Yeah.
Not the one just gone, but the one the year before that, where you came second with the athlete program as part of a team, right?
Yeah, we did. First time we got to meet. Great experience of mine.
Wonderful experience.
My first official sanctionals interview.
Yeah.
And only.
And I was like, and you're the guy from Scotland.
Nobody knew who I am. Still don't know who I am. That was an awesome experience. Great first sanctionals. Really, really enjoyed it. The guys, I think at Strength and Depth, did an amazing job. You'll agree, probably. It was a great competition.
Love Strength and Depth.
It's absolutely brilliant. Oh, it's so good. So I was gutted not to be there this year, but the first year was amazing. Absolutely brilliant. And the guys, the team was superb. Like, we came second. Obviously, not the overall goal, but
still pretty cool.
Yeah,
podium,
still
first
really
sanctional.
Good. Yeah, like, very, very cool to get, you know, to be on that podium. Especially with the teams that were out there and like the caliber of athletes, so it was quite affirming that you knew, you know, you belonged there.
And you lost out to Central Beasts, didn't you? Who actually were a pretty solid outfit.
Yeah, they were not bad.
Apart from running, really awful at running.
I don't know what they do in the States, like, but they can't run. Like, that's any American team we've came up against are just not runners. So
that's so funny, isn't it? I think it's because like the Scottish countryside just makes for a hardier outdoor athlete.
Do you know the worst part about that is, like, up at Base Fitness, I am not regarded for my running, so, but apparently down south I'm all right at it, so.
Fab, I'll take it. Okay, so one of the main reasons we're here to chat to you is, of course, WOD on the Lock, which is happening this summer, and it's going to be hopefully Scotland's premier fitness event.
Yeah.
What drove you to get involved with it?
To be honest, I kind of haven't got too much in the calendar this year. Just there's a lot going on with the gym we can talk about later, but in terms of, you know, I saw it and I thought, you know, it looks quite good fun. I like what they're trying to do. The idea of it being a bit further out into the kind of hills and using a bit more of Scotland's environment, I thought it was quite interesting. And to have it on your doorstep, anything that's on your doorstep is always quite fun, just to go along and to turn up and have a good couple of days. So for me, it just looked a little bit different. Obviously, I've done other ones in Scotland, and they're really good in big arenas and things. But I like the idea of, you know, there possibly being some swimming, like outdoor swimming, or some, you know, outdoor running. We don't know, but
the idea of using the outdoors,
and
bringing
in
the kind of environment that Scotland has to offer
was kind of the main thing. I thought that'd be, you know, good fun.
Yeah, no, it's going to be absolutely sick, and I think it gives it some sort of like kind of extra kind of wow factor, having the two top athletes, yourself and Ali Crawford, involved
exactly. It depends how much running there is in swimming, but like, hopefully we can do a good job. But I like, kind of, anyone who's got a bit of ambition and wants to kind of, you know, launch a big competition, I think why not support them, and hopefully, you know, it's good fun as it looks. So
so we always start podcasts really regularly by being like, how did CrossFit come into your life? Where did CrossFit find you? Because everyone has like such different stories with it. Most people normally say they did Fran for the first time and it absolutely like scuppered them. They were like dead afterwards and they loved it from then on out. But what was your story?
I've always worked in gyms, and you know, that's like been my life sort of thing since I left school and went to college and whatnot. One of the guys, you know, coaches for us at East Kilbride, he was going to CrossFit Glasgow, and they were kind of the first one, or one of the first ones in Scotland, and it was the Open.
What year was this?
So this was 7 minutes of burpees, so what are we talking, 2000, who knows, 11, 12? I have no idea.
It might be a bit before my time.
I've been at this
2011?
For a while. I'm only 22, but I mean, like, no, I've been at it for a while, / 10 years. But it was that. I'd done a little bit. I'd seen it online. Like, I'd watched the movie 300 and all this, and kind of like fell in love with men, apparently. But
just muscly men.
Just muscly men. I was like, I want to look like that. But
are you telling me you're like kind of like a proper stick before you found CrossFit?
Yeah, I wasn't the biggest guy. So Yeah, I'm still not the biggest guy, but I definitely was a lot skinnier.
It's so, like, keep wearing baggy jumpers and no one will ever
know. Well, this is it. This is a double XL, so I'm feeling it quite well. But the, yeah, so 7 minutes of burpees, so we went down for the open, and I did all right. I came, like second in their box sort of thing, and I was like, oh, I'm quite good at this. So it kind of just became from there, like, I loved getting involved in it, and naturally picked it up quite quickly. Then that was it. Ever since then, I never looked back. So
did you just train at Glasgow for a period
trained
of time?
Trained at Glasgow for a long time, yeah, for about probably the best part of a year. And then I went away for a year, I just travelled a bit, and then that was when I came back, and I was like, if there's not one in East Kilbride, I'm going to open it. And luckily I got back and nobody had opened one, so that was it. That was the goal.
And this is where you grew up, East Kilbride?
No, I moved here when I was about 15 or 16.
Okay,
so
but
I grew up.
Do you consider it home?
I do now, yeah. It's been good to me, so it's a place of dreams. You should visit.
I have visited. It's a
place of dreams.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. There's nice parts.
My favourite thing about it is that we've had like about 10 seasons in the course of 2 hours. Like,
oh, it's wild.
It was snowing a minute ago, actually snowing, and now it's like blue skies.
It is unbelievable. Like, whenever we get snow in East Kilbride, it's a little bit higher up, so you think it's like a blizzard out there, and then if you drive 5 minutes down the road, it's like sunshine. So,
is it part of Glasgow though? Are we?
It's just outside. No, it's not. It's like South Lanarkshire, so you're just outside. You're only like 10 miles away though. So.
And you basically own CrossFit in East Kilbride.
We're the only one, thankfully, which is good. So yeah, we are CrossFit East Kilbride, so it's good for that. We're in the process. We've got kind of 2 units just now, but they're all going to merge into one big unit very soon.
So just clarify for me the difference between base fitness and CrossFit and
so
CrossFit East Kilbride,
so
which
we've got,
is
we've
2 minutes down the road.
Yeah, so we've got the base fitness and CrossFit. It's all going to kind of merge into one eventually, and we've got CrossFit East Kilbride, and we still have that, but we're going to try and pull them all together sort of thing. With the unit that we're taking on is massive. It's about 6,000 square feet. So
is it near to here?
It's only 5 minutes up the road, yeah. So that will allow us to do everything there sort of thing. So it's kind of... it's just preparing for that. So it will all merge under sort of the base fitness banner, but
very
we still
cool.
have CrossFit East Kilbride as well.
Are you excited about expanding and driving
forward?
I'm so
excited, forward? Yeah, so excited. It's been a nightmare. It's been like 2 years we've been trying to find the right place, so we're really ready to grow. We're kind of at capacity, and it's super popular, so we just need that next step. So this is the evolution, so it should be good.
So there is a lot of interest in this particular area in CrossFit?
Yeah, it's really popular. Like, yeah, we've been busy pretty much since day one, so...
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
that's
really
awesome.
Good. It's really, really good, yeah.
What about Scotland in general? Is there, like, a real appetite for it in your
Yeah,
mind?
I think so. There's, we've been around for, like, 7 years, so it popped, like... Initially, it was just one or two, like, and then I think like 2 years in, it just exploded. And now there's loads of boxes everywhere. And it's just been popular. Most of them have done well, I think. most of them have
You've done well.
Yeah, we've done well, which is kind of important. But yeah, so there is a big appetite for it. And it's good. It's not the biggest place in the world, Scotland, obviously. So you kind of know most people, and it's a good community and things like that. So yeah.
Is it a competitive community?
There's a decent level of competition. I think it definitely could be higher. And things like Warden Lock will help that, the Glasgow Classic, things like that will definitely help push that up. There is a kind of good competitive environment. It's having been down south and things quite a lot, it's not on that level yet. But I think it can definitely keep raising up. But the only way that happens is by having more, you know, competitions and having people training together and getting everybody in and, you know, bringing each other up sort of thing. So it could improve still, I'd say.
Yeah, and I guess having coaches in boxes that drive the competitive environment.
Yeah, totally.
Have you got a good bunch of people who like doing comps out of East Kilbride?
We do, yeah. I'd say it's not our priority. Like, it was for a while, but we kind of have like a really sort of like 1% that do, and they do it at a high level. And then we've got just our main kind of members. And a lot of them aren't that bothered, but they quite enjoy that 1%, you know.
Being around.
Yeah, like we've got them. We've got Ali, who unfortunately couldn't be here. She had to go to Miami.
Yeah, hard life, isn't it? Going to a lot of losers.
So, I mean, she's awesome. She's an incredible athlete. So she does really well. We've got a girl at European Champs this weekend and stuff. So we do have a lot of people that like to compete, but... that's just, if they come to us and they want to do it, we'll definitely help them. And we've got a lot of talent in that, but we don't push on anyone. It's entirely up to the person. If they really want to get into it, we'll help them through it. But if not, we just do the gym, enjoy it, and feel good about yourself. Jobs are good.
And what about you and your competitive kind of career?
Career.
Hey, you're becoming an old man now.
Well, this is true. Unfortunately, it's going the wrong way, isn't it? But I'm like, yeah. So we always laughed over here. We won competition money. We were like paid athletes. So that was always our joke. So not quite able to retire on it, but hey. No, I've just kind of, as I said, like I picked it up quite naturally. I didn't compete for a good year or two, probably a year and a half. Battle of London was the first one I did.
Were you there?
Yeah, we ruined the
back
floor.
In the day.
Yeah, way back in the day. Yeah, OG. Like, so that was the first time I did it, and I absolutely loved it. Like, it was in the Copper Box Arena down in London.
Yeah.
That was like after that, I was totally hooked.
So, and they trashed the floor.
Absolutely trashed it.
I remember.
My weights weren't heavy enough to trash it, but some of the big boys did. But so it was awesome. We'd opened the box and we put a couple of teams to regionals. So we put myself, Simon, my business partner, Ali, we did regionals with Steph Decker.
Yeah, and I know Steph
Decker. So Steph's obviously an awesome athlete as well. And then we did it again, the last ever regionals, with our Aurora. So myself, Simon, and Ali in Aurora. So it was really, really good. So we just kind of had a good night for it. And I think the important thing, kind of what I was touching on earlier, is we always train together, and like just having like people that want to train hard is like the biggest thing.
Yeah, it drives the group, doesn't it?
Like totally. Like the amount of the sessions we would have compared to training on your own is just like it's horrible, but it's so much more effective. Yeah. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. Like there's a lot of programs and stuff now, and people training individually. And actually, if you can get together with a good group of people, like your fitness will go through the roof.
Have you always found yourself leaning towards team?
Yeah, I think so. Just kind of, a little bit. I didn't actually do a lot of individual stuff.
Some people just naturally prefer it, like to do it in like.
Yeah, I don't know. I always kind of played team sports. Rugby was my thing, and like I always enjoyed that environment and enjoyed the guys that we do it with. So I think there probably was a time where I could have pushed individual. Maybe missed that bandwagon and team was a little bit easier. So it's just kind of been a natural thing. I like the environment and it's just a bit more fun. Rather than being out there on your own and whatnot, I've done that a couple of times. I did a French throwdown and things, and it was good. I don't know, I took away from it. I was like, did I enjoy that as much? But
There's more pressure, isn't it? Actually,
yeah.
No, you say that. I've spoken to so many people about this. Actually, loads of people say there's more pressure on team because you feel you've got the weight of your team on your shoulders.
There is that as well.
But at the same time, if you're out there by yourself, it can be a very lonely place.
I think it's more lonely, like compared to a team event. Like team's so much fun, and just like the laugh you have as well. Like if you go away with people, it's just that's kind of half the experience.
Like the big house.
Totally, right? The big house, the good Airbnbs, and like the laughs and whatever. The last night after competition, a few wines or whatnot. But so.
We're all athletes here.
But yeah, so I just kind of enjoy it. It's just more fun, like, to do the team stuff.
For sure. And that transition then between regionals and you having a regular regionals team to sanctionals, how did you find that? Because obviously you pretty much immediately went to strength and depth with the athlete program.
Yeah, so...
But I'm not sure how much I've seen of you since then.
So I did Dublin after that, but that was about it. So... So the transition was fine. Like after they changed the format for regionals, we thought we could do all right here because just the way they'd split the countries up. So we gave it a shot and we did. It went really well. After that, Mike kind of got in touch with me and he was like, you know, love you to be part of the sanctions team.
Mike Catris. Lead programmer of the athlete program.
Correct. Yeah. Very good at
Head
it
coach.
As well. Head coach. Lots of other things.
Iron strength conditioning.
Yeah, are we just promoting?
Hopefully, Mike, we've got enough promotions for you.
Kratos nutrition as well.
Kratos nutrition. Sorry. Yep. They've released something new this week, haven't they? For sleep or something.
ZMA, was it? Is zinc, magnesium.
Mike, I have got your back, bro.
Yeah, mate. She does. To be fair.
Sorry. Continue.
It's all good. So he's a good lad. He's a really good lad. So he reached out and then just kind of went down and trained a few times. I'd only met him like once or twice.
That's enough.
Yeah, it's plenty, to be honest. He kept phoning me, like texting me. I was like, mate, just leave me alone, eh?
But, it's like that annoying... I'm not going to be mean.
No, not at all. So it was great. Like, I was really glad I got the opportunity to do that. It was an awesome experience. The team was, you know, I think...
The team was amazing. The
team was really, really good.
Very strong team. To be fair,
when you talk about, you know, nerves and responsibility of, like, I was a bit nervous because going down to compete with that caliber of athlete, especially our females, me and Mike always were like, mate, we are like the unfit ones here.
You actually were.
Yeah, we were. All right, you don't mean to agree.
Emily Dwyer is just Charlotte, yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, and yeah, Charlotte Spencer's come top three or four or five in the Open every year for the last
she's unbelievable. The two of them are just great athletes. So to go down, I was like, oh my goodness, like this is going to be... I'm going to need to like turn up, but we held our own as the results kind of spoke. Apart from doing worm thrusters and burpees with everyone who's under like 5 foot,
and you're like 6 foot one.
Well, 6 foot generous, but like it was it was brutal. So that was probably the hardest work I've ever done in my life. I've never been
that
the handbrake so much in like one team that just are all shouting at you to get off the floor. So yeah, but they were great. So that. And just it was just awesome experience, just really fun.
Did that not drive you to do more?
So it did. So what happened was we got together and we've done kind of sanctioned season. I think was it just ending that like, or it was
no,
a bit
it just,
shorter.
It just started, but it was much shorter than it
is
this
year. Yeah, it's much shorter. So we kind of didn't.
And the Open was in the middle, just to add like
complete
confusion.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a hard year. We weren't too sure what we were going to do, but we had target to do Dublin.
Yeah.
So do Filthy 150. So we did that. And again, that was awesome. Slightly different team. Hannah came in for Emily. She was doing more individual stuff. So again, a great athlete. And Charlotte and Mike. So really, really good. Like another great experience. We kind of backed ourselves a bit more on this one. Like we thought, right, let's go for it. And it was going really well until the last day.
Oh, no.
But yeah, I think we were sitting first for most of it. And then it kind of finished.
What was third. The workout? That got you.
To be fair, the team, the ROM World Meet Squad, were just really good.
Strong,
so they were climbing. They were so strong. We had a few wee mishaps on the last day that just cost us a wee bit, but it was we did what we could do.
But that's a good year between events.
Great. Yeah,
isn't
yeah, it was
like,
wee well. I didn't do too much. I think, again, like with the gym and things like
yeah,
that, there was
like
a lot
life
going
things,
on. Yeah,
isn't it?
It's just life. So I kind of, same with this year now, like because we're moving the next couple of months, I've kind of said to Mike and stuff, like I wouldn't be able to do many like any more just now. So Alec Harwood stepped in, which is
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a wee bit too good a substitute maybe.
he's another of these OGs of CrossFit,
yeah,
isn't
so
he?
Good,
he's brilliant.
No, so the team, it's been great to watch them actually. I still talk to the guys and like give them all my support. So they're doing great. So I really hope they get it. But
Class. When do you think you're going to be stepping back into the arena?
This summer I'll do one lock. So that'll be kind of nice to get back to it. And then if it's all going well, I'd imagine like just let this season run its course and then see how we are for next year sort of thing. So for any sanctionals, just to be like at my fittest again. So
Are you an Open athlete? Do you enjoy taking part in the Open? And
no, I don't like the Open.
No?
I hate it. No.
What?
I always,
is that just kind of like an individual thing again and you don't have the atmosphere?
It's the atmosphere. Like I'll perform a lot better under pressure.
Yeah.
I just can't create that pressure in the Open.
I back off in Opens massively.
Yeah.
I'm much better if I've got 100 people watching.
Totally. I'll always do... Like nobody, like I'll never do that great in the Open. I'll do all right, and then I'll have one bomb, like absolute bomb. So that's happened like the past 3 years. I've just died in one workout. It tends to be deadlifts or handstand push-ups. So after that though, like I'll do okay, but it's just if I go to comp, I'll be like different competitor.
Yeah,
yeah. I just don't. I don't.
It's
know.
It's really
I just
interesting,
don't enjoy
isn't it?
It. Yeah.
It's like it's all mentality at the end
totally,
of the day, isn't it?
Yeah. You get people. I just think. I don't know, I just don't, it's a good format and it works for what it is, but it's just not for me. I'd rather much rather go and do like, even qualifiers online, like I'm always kind of the nature, like I'll just get there and then, you know, once I get there, I'll turn up sort of thing. So as long as I can be kind of top heat, I'm happy to try and then, so you're against like the best of the best and then you can prove it at the comp. And I always think you see a big shuffle when you get there, you see a lot of people drop. Who qualified really high into it.
Yeah, yeah, no, well, that happens, doesn't
that
it?
That happens all the time, which is fine, so hey, but yeah.
So what about like mentality and your approach to CrossFit in general? Has that changed as you've kind of like grown in age and as an athlete?
Jeez, it was like my birthday like last week, right?
Oh.
Happy
birthday.
No, 31, so
I turned 30 a month ago and it's still not
it's not great
settled.
Is it
no
but hey, has it changed? So yeah, like I think definitely now, like it's more about enjoyment. I think as I care, I like to win a lot more now, so whereas before I never was even playing sport growing up. I don't think I was ever that bothered about winning. I just enjoyed it. And then once I started winning stuff, I got like I was like, okay, I don't like losing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got a lot more competitive. Not necessarily like outwardly, but inwardly. Like I know where I
you got to keep it under wraps,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
not scare people
no,
with your
exactly.
severe competitiveness.
Yeah, yeah. So I know where I want to be, but no, I'm entirely to it. Like it's just enjoy it. I think my biggest thing is for people who are starting CrossFit or want to compete is like don't rush it. Give yourself time. Like I've been doing it for like 7, 8, like a long time, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't compete for like 1.5, 2 years after starting, and it allows you to learn the basics and learn how to move.
And now, and if you're like, starting now, it's such a different environment
totally,
to when
so
you
different.
Started.
Yeah, and everybody wants to compete, and there's a lot more options out there, and I think that's great. But at the same time, like, don't put any pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Like, just go and enjoy it. Like, there's no point in you getting stressed, and I think people do get like really, really wound up by it. And it's like, it's a process. It's going to take you 4 or 5 years to get good at this. So, don't rush it. Like, you need to. You know, you want to clean and lift, snatch heavy and whatnot, like you need to work at it for a long time. So just be ready for that and enjoy it. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? So that's kind of the biggest thing. You can't force yourself to do something you don't like. So enjoy the process. It takes time.
You know what's you know what's really interesting? It's actually the way that you naturally lean towards team competitions, a kind of an inner competitiveness without kind of like making it too apparent. These are all things I see massively in my other half.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
His background is also rugby.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do think that maybe if you come into CrossFit from a team sports environment, especially one like that, which
yeah,
is very...
Yeah, yeah, you've got to be in it for the team. Like,
yeah.
It's not about you. Yeah.
That it really defines who you are as a CrossFitter.
Yeah, yeah, I could agree
can
with
you
that.
Say that.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I think so. Like, we've seen a lot of... Having done a lot of team competitions, like you see people who aren't team athletes, and
yeah.
That's no fault. Like it's just that it's not in their, you know, it's not them, and like their background is maybe they've been like a gymnast, they've done a solo sport, and they're just not used to
They're solo athletes.
Yeah, and
yeah.
They're a solo athlete, and that's absolutely fine. But you just need to know that yourself. Like if you can't sacrifice like your needs essentially for like the team or like you know taking the hit, and I think it's having a lot of like. Kind of knowing who you are as well. Like I know, like say for example at workout I was going to be the slowest, but I can live with that, like do you know what I mean, and the guys could live with that, so they'll shout at me but they can live with it. But like, and it's knowing that you might not be the strongest athlete, so you know Mike's a lot better at some stuff than me, you know the other guys compete with are better bikes and stuff, so I was like, well look, you do the chunk of it, and then when it comes to my turn I'll do the chunk of like that exercise. So if it was Mike was doing ground to already, I was like, you do 7 if you can, I'll do 3. Like, I'm happy with that, and I'm not going to feel bad about it. So it's just knowing that you're, like, you can take the good with the bad and accept that you do your part when you're needed and then step back when you're not needed, sort of thing.
Do you think that changes you as a coach as well?
A little bit, yeah. I think it's hard for people to realise that. Like, they need to kind of just know. Everybody wants to be good at everything, and people do struggle to accept that they're not good at everything. So it's trying to make them just like realize it's fine. Like you'll have your moment. Like you will shine. Don't worry if you need to be, you know, take a step back at this point. But yeah, it's a lot more calmer. Like don't put too much pressure on yourself. I'd say like things are going to go wrong, and it's just try to tell like the athletes that we do coach to compete. Like you're going to make mistakes, and don't worry about it. Just chill, you'll get into the next one, it'll be fine. Yeah, and these things, just learn from it. As long as you learn from it, if you keep making the same mistake, then we've got a problem. But if you can learn from it, we're fine.
How bad was your mobility when you first started? Then rugby players,
brutal,
not known for mobility.
No, not great. Shoulders still ain't great, but like
it's all shoulders,
yeah,
isn't
shoulders
it?
Are not
and
good.
Of course, that means you can't do overhead stuff like your jerks and your overhead squats.
It's
like,
rotten, so
awful.
It's getting better, but to be fair, like I remember I would say this as well, folk, like there's videos of me like up at the gyms I used to work in, like Nuffield Health, like trying to overhead squat like 20 kilo bars and I couldn't do it, and you're like, that's the process I'm talking about, like like this didn't happen overnight, like it takes a long time, but yeah, you just need to work at it like a lot.
Do you have to, yeah, as I say, do you do a lot of kind of mobility and flexibility stuff even now?
If I'm on it, yes. If I'm like in the zone, I will. Yeah. I need to do my shoulders a lot, and I'll try and like do roll mods and stuff most nights.
Yeah.
So
It's pretty impressive because the boring stuff.
I've seen more snakes, but depends if it's on the telly.
Yeah, fair enough. Right, you've got to get back in time for Love Island.
This is it. I try and get my wife to do it with me, but she'll just lie on the couch. And she used to be an ice skater, so she's like, I'm flexible enough. I was like, yeah, okay. So I try and do it. If I don't, I notice the difference big time. Especially with as I get older. All right, but
okay, and so Lewis, Ollie, someone I have got to know exceptionally well over the last 2 years, and I seem to only interview his athletes at the moment.
He's good at that, isn't he?
He's everywhere. How did you guys partner up?
How did we partner up? Good question. How did I partner up with Lewis? I kind of met him. We ran a little competition back in the day as well up in Scotland, so he came over and did vendoring at that. Yeah. And yeah.
So this is me subtly trying to tell you to lift your microphone a bit closer
sorry.
To you.
This way, okay, there we go.
I'm so trying not to cover. You're gonna be down here by the end.
We're talking about. I'm trying not to cover. We're talking about the sponsor.
It's okay,
and
you
I'm
can
like
pop
this.
It underneath.
Okay, like that. Here we go.
Right. So. just met Louis. So kind of from competitions and things like that. I went over to Ireland and did the. Irish Fitness. I don't even know what was it called. Celtic Cup.
Throw out to the audience.
Sorry, thanks. So we did the Celtic Cup as a team. Me, Sai, and Ali Crawford did it.
Yeah.
And we won that. And then I went over and did the individual one. And won that as well. So that I'm going to put it. I managed to actually beat PD Savage at that. So
was that a big day?
That was a huge day. He's so much better than me now. However, I think he was due to going for surgery next week. So
yeah, so maybe not quite the
fine.
Same.
Yeah, no.
I'll take it.
I'll absolutely take it. But no, he's a great lad. So so kind of just through those competitions, just met him. And then he came over and did a bit for us. And then, just grew from there. He's just a good lad. We got on well. And he was like, do you want to help us out with the brand and help raise a bit of awareness in Scotland? So try and do that.
As I say, he's done really well at galvanising Celtic nations, I think. I think of Ollie and I think of Ireland, Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not quite Wales. We'll get to Wales.
We'll get there, yeah. Yeah, we'll get there.
I'll help you with Wales.
I know, that's your patch. But yeah, so he's done a good job with that. But so he's just a nice guy. I like him and I like their clothing. And yeah, it's good. So it's more about he's a good person and I've got time for him. And he's got a lot of time for his athletes and his guys. And he cares a lot about what he does. So so. Get on with one.
And a really nice story as well that he's built up from the ground.
Yeah, there, I like that. Yeah, he's just a hard-working bloke.
And he's partnering with
Wad on the Lock.
Wad on the Lock.
Yeah, so he'll be there. So you'll be able.
So while you guys are all being all athlete-y and really serious, me and Louis are going to be out having the beers.
he's good at that. He's certainly good at that. So I think that's what thingy that after regionals in Berlin. I think that's what sealed the deal. Good couple of beers after the competition.
Fab. Okay, tell me a little bit more about Scotland and the kind of the athletes here and how you've kind of become synonymous with Scottish CrossFit and how you've kind of climbed the fake leaderboard of Scottish athletes.
No, I think I've just been around for a long time. Got on at the right time. And it all comes back to just the group we had here. I could all those guys a lot.
Feels like most of the kind of key athletes are here, though.
We do have
given
a
it's
good
quite
chunk
a small
of them.
Place.
Yeah, we do have a good chunk of them. So the likes of just Sai and Ali, and we trained really hard. And Steph was at Glasgow as well. Decker when I started as well. So she was really good, and that kind of gave us a bit of inspiration as well to train. So yeah, so it's just in this kind of area. There's more now. There's people for the field training quite hard for it, but it's just been just put myself in the right time, right places, and just trained hard and just with good people and good groups. Craig Punton, he was really good. Do you know Craig? No.
No, I don't know Craig.
He's got the biggest arms ever. He's a great guy. He's a lot older now. He's in the masters category.
That is the bit of information you chose to tell me about that guy. Yeah, not he's a coach or he's a really good CrossFit.
He was on our regionals team as well the first year. So he was brilliant. So training with him and just getting a good group of guys together and training. That was the secret. And training hard, we went down south and did a couple of comps and things like that, and you saw the level that was down there and it was higher. But
probably just because they had CrossFit earlier and for longer,
they did,
right?
Yeah, and there's just more. There's more people doing it, and it's a good community down there. And I just didn't want to, I don't know, a bit of pride. I was like, I don't want to fall behind like so much. Like I'd like at least have one couple of guys that can go and compete and like do what we need to do down there. So, and we did that. Like we would go down and we did like Battle of the Beasts.
So yeah, Battle of the Beasts. Yeah, so used to be, and that's now European Championship, right?
Yeah, so Si and Ali won that, like the pairs won. And then we went down as a box and won it. The year we went to regionals and stuff. So it was like we were trying to put our, like we were like, no, there's good athletes up here. So we just did as much as we can to put it, you know, Scottish CrossFit on the map a bit. So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Sorry.
Is that in the shot? I'll get some. Just dab it. You got more tea?
Because all the best podcasts.
Did wake up coffee.
Right, we're back.
What were we saying there? Talking about Scottish CrossFit or something.
Okay, so yeah, sorry, we're back. The spill was an issue, but we saved it. That's going to stay in. but we had a question from the audience, our audience of three, in that actually you didn't top the fake Scottish leaderboard.
No.
Both years.
No.
Because one year you were crap.
I was crap, yeah. however, the only thing I do have is I do have an official certificate from CrossFit saying I was the fittest man in Scotland.
Which is very cool.
Which is great, because then they stopped.
Is it in a frame, like?
It is, I think.
No?
No, it's not a frame, but it's in a drawer.
So it obviously meant so much to you that it's in a drawer.
I had to print it myself, so
actually,
yeah, they just sent you a PDF.
Oh, right. Like, but so you know, still counts.
The nice thing is they stopped it after that, so no one else has one. So I'm quite happy with that.
So you're in fact
the only
fittest
Scottish, yeah.
So man whenever, in Scotland. Yeah, exactly.
So oh my any God, that's wonderful. You can't argue with that.
I can't believe it's in a draw.
Yeah. I'll get it. I'll find it.
I'm in shock. That's like because that's a big deal.
It was, yeah. I'm quite, you know, whatever.
It is what it is.
I'm quite breezy. I'm quite laid back. So
yeah, I'm pretty fit, but it's in a draw. Yeah,
something like that. But no, like there's some really good athletes. It's not fair just to talk about me being the fittest. Like there's some athletes out there I've been beaten by in Scotland. Some young guys who are doing really well. There's a young guy up in here who does great. And to be fair to them, they train hard and like, you know, they're getting better.
Who are they? Who should we be looking at?
There's a boy,
for?
Sammy Jess. He's pretty good. Yeah. He went down, he's competed a few times. I think he won a few teens things not long ago, and now he's, I think he's 18 now. So he's doing really well. So yeah, like he beat me like hands down, fair and square, and it's not, you know, that's good. So like, I'm happy to take that, and I like to see the talent coming through. So yeah, there's a few.
It's
good
almost
guys.
Scary, isn't it? Because it's when you really realise you've got old when you've got like 18-year-olds
are starting
coming
to
through,
like,
and they're
to
so
you.
Good.
I'm like, oh, okay. But yeah, I think a few years left in me yet. But then so It's all right to get beaten by guys. Like, I like that. If people are better than me, I think that's absolutely fine.
Because when I think of CrossFit in Scotland, I lean towards and think of Rob Lawson up in
Aberdeen.
Because
he is Mr. CrossFit.
He is Mr. CrossFit in Scotland.
Yeah, he is Mr. CrossFit.
Mr. CrossFit in general.
Yeah.
How much kind of crossover do you have with him? Because he runs, like, CrossFit seminars. He's on some of the staff, isn't he?
I know him well. Like, to be fair, I've got a good relationship with Rob and, like, the guys at Glasgow, guys over in Kirkintilloch. Like, so guys that have kind of been around a wee bit longer. We just know really well.
Yeah.
And, Rob's a great guy. I'll see him at comps and stuff. See him at different, you know, if I'm doing seminars or whatnot. So I've got my level 2 to do again actually really soon. So I don't know if he'll be there or not. But a great guy, getting really well. We've kind of got a nice, you know, I'll quite happily text a few of the guys as well. Like if we've got any issues or, you know, things that we're trying to figure out or just any questions.
Yeah, so box owners do speak to box owners.
All the time,
it's a good environment.
Yeah, it's really nice that way actually. So talk to guys at Glasgow quite a bit. Alan over at Kirkintilloch as well. So it's good to be able to pull on that because, you know, business is hard sometimes. So it's nice to get opinions and their ideas. So yeah, so it's a nice atmosphere. It's good.
I had a really interesting conversation with someone over in Ireland who basically said the reason they felt that their athletes were particularly good, like they had such a kind of a good kind of core athlete kind of base was because if you do CrossFit in Ireland, much similar to if you do CrossFit in Scotland, you've got to really want to do it because if it's peeing it down with rain,
yeah,
it's all snow at least 5 times since I've been here,
yes,
like, you know, you've got to want
it.
You've got to go outside and run and really push yourself to do it.
Totally.
Do you think that's
I
the
think
case
it
here?
Builds a good strong
That was actually Neil Laverty,
the
PD,
guy who runs
PD's
system?
Coach.
Yeah, training. I like their stuff, actually. It's really good. They've got an awesome group of athletes. But, like, yeah, you've got to be hardy. Like, you've got to want to do it. It's too easy to sit back and be like, I'm meant to go running, or, and it's, like, -4 outside. And I don't know, it's cold. Like, see, I've been to Iceland and things, and it's cold. But, like, here it's horrible. It's, like, in your face
cold. Because it's not cold, is it? It's cold. It's not just cold.
No, it's just,
it's like
cold,
also sideways
rain. Yeah, so it's not the best. But it does. And, like, the boxes, like, ours aren't that well heated and things. And I remember when we were really training, like, Saturday night you're training and you're doing deadlifts and it's Saturday night, it's peeing down and it's, like, listening to bloody The Smiths or something terrible. Like, it's depressing. So you're like, you got to want to do it. Yeah, you got to be into it.
And I guess it helps having another half who's on the journey as well and driving everything.
Yeah. Oh, massively. My wife, Tanika, is like amazing. Is that who you're talking about? You're talking about my business. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, business partners are great as well.
Well, he trained
but
a lot.
We all know wives.
Yeah, totally. My business partner trained a lot with us as well. So we and him compete a lot together. So, like, there's that. But no, my wife's great. She's a great athlete as well. So to be honest, she is like the nutrition goddess. She does all our meal prep. If you ask anyone, I am not the probably
healthiest.
Not the healthiest, but just I was going to say not the most helpful husband.
Oh.
like she's great. She does all the cooking and stuff like that, and she's very, very good at it. So it keeps me on track with that. She just makes my life easier. She came over to Ireland and stuff, and for Filthy 150, and you know her and Mike's Mrs. Zell Kim, like they did a lot of the cooking and stuff, and it just makes a big difference. Just to have that support network, and I think. If you want to be good in it, you need that help as well, because you can't do everything. She also works in the business now as well, which is great. So
there's three of you kind of driving the development of
myself and Simon. We own it and run it, and then Tanika helps out with a lot of the admin and basically doing all the things that all the ideas that we have, executing them.
Yeah.
You get that?
It's what we do.
Does it sound about? Yeah. So it's
you're always the ideas guys. Yeah. We're the implementers.
Not very good at implementing it. So yeah, it's been a massive help. So it's great just to have that support network. So yeah.
Are you excited about where this place is going?
I'm super excited. So ready for it. Yeah. I'm excited just to get back to normality because it's been about 2 years. We've been looking to move and expand, and when you're two years sort of in like. Purgatory, just not knowing where you're going and what you're doing makes it really hard to just one progress as a business, two to kind of train as well because you're always stressing about stuff. So hard to kind of know like to keep growing as a business as well when you don't know if you're going to be here for another 2 months or 6 months or whatever. So yeah, ready to put down some final roots and go from there. Yeah, so it's going to be awesome.
Awesome. If people want to follow your journey, sell yourself. Where can people find you?
Okay. You'll find that my Instagram is not the busiest place, but probably best if you go to Base Fitness and CrossFit on Instagram and Facebook, and then at Ali McKinnon on Instagram as well. But not a lot happens there. I'll get better at it. I'll share this. and that's better.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us.
No worries. Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you out on the competition floor, potentially. After you've developed this lovely place.
Yeah, back to it. Here's hoping. Cheers.